Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Per order of the band, Greg Hill, who's off today.
It's a good song.
Jolene rejoin. There it is, leading into the news with Courtney as we continue. And Dolly Parton in the news. But before that, though, Courtney, kind of a similar story. We have reports from DMs that Greg is not dead or dying. However, he's having some difficulties traveling.
I mean, it's a classic dad move going to the airport. Dads need to be there, you know, 5 hours early. They, you know, are very stressed when they're traveling. My angel of a husband always gets ridiculed with his traveling habits, so it's only right that we do the same for Greg. Lindsay sent me a photo. If you're watching,
are you gonna die?
If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you can see that she's about five people back in line to board the flight.
Her line?
Wow. Yeah, she said traveling with him gives me so much anxiety. He left me behind because he had to be first to get on the plane.
Oh boy!
Forgot his passport. Didn't have a real ID. He forgot headphones. Oh, shoot, I didn't download any movies. I'm like, what? Just use Wi-Fi. I asked how he got through without the real ID. They had to scan his hands. I said, how was his packing? She said, almost forgot a bathing suit. I said, I'm worried about his suit because he hasn't tried it on yet. Mm. She said, me too, but Dooley has it. So, you know, hopefully the measurements that he gave Dooley come out okay.
Wow. That is such an ancient man move, rushing to board the plane.
Right.
Why do people want to get on the plane?
Right.
It's insane.
Like, the greatest thing about traveling with James is that I wait until they're about to pull back, and you get on the plane, and Wiggy got me into this, and God love you, Wiggs. I check everything.
It's it.
I just...
The best thing to do.
I bring headphones, my phone, and a backpack with his stuff, and you sit down because it doesn't matter when you get on because you don't need the overhead anyway.
What if you left Talina five people behind and like busted up to the front, Wiggs? That would not go well.
Oh no, I would be on the plane looking for her, and she'd be like, she gone. She ain't even on the plane.
Santos left me when it comes to like before I got TSA pre-check. He's
That's
left
your
me
own
before.
Fault,
yeah. But no, but even then, Santos should have rode it out with you, stand in line.
I agree.
But the thing with Greg, too, like, he's a guy of very strong stature in the community. He has a foundation. Greg, Kent said he's been on the air 35 years. Like, we've done 100 real ID stories in the news.
Yeah.
He just didn't get around to it.
Yeah, the real ID is the biggest scam.
Like, he has a passport.
Right, you just need your passport.
But even the passport, you don't even need the passport. If you have a regular license, you can fly.
Well,
the real ID.
I think it takes longer, though, to get the TSA and everything.
I guarantee it only took them 5 minutes to get through.
I don't know. But
biggest scam out there.
With a passport, you just go right through.
I get it.
I'm also feeling for anybody that is on this flight going from Boston to the Keys. I believe it looks like it might be JetBlue, maybe, or Delta.
JetBlue,
because he did forget the headphones, which we know Greg has been known to be listening to TV movies on loud.
Yeah, imagine he's just like listening to the show on the Odyssey app, just out loud so everybody can hear.
No, they'll give it to him and he can plug right into the TV on the back of the plane.
Do you think Greg knows that he can just ask them for
it? No.
To
this day, the most shocking thing I've ever seen with my own two eyes was Greg Hill ordering chips and salsa. And paying for chips and salsa on our flight home. We literally ate lunch together 5 minutes before boarding the plane.
You can also just buy some at like the Hudson News right there and bring it on the plane.
Yeah. Good point by Twitch. Why isn't he flying private at this point? I mean, he's got the money. Key West private would be awesome.
I bet it would. It's going to cost you about $25,000. That's why.
We are live on Twitch. It's brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. For over 150 years, Springer's has been helping New England celebrate the biggest moments in life. And it's located in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, carrying the world's finest jewelry and watches, springersjewelers.com. We have a North Carolina Chapel Bill update from a reporter on the scene momentarily.
Yeah, he's available right now. How do you want to play this?
I think let's get him on the line while you finish the news.
Okay, so Jackson, you can go ahead and call him.
And we'll get
Jackson
Dolly
has
Parton,
his number.
The Dolly Parton story. Any similarities in the physique of Dolly and Greg?
No,
Dolly
that
you want to point out?
Dolly looks great. She's still alive after her sister took to social media saying she was up all night praying for her sister, asking for prayers for Dolly. She then was like, sorry that I made you all nervous. She's okay, just a little under the weather. Well, Dolly released a video of herself yesterday. Here's Dolly looking alive and well. Here's what she had to say.
I want you to know that I'm okay. I've got some problems, as I mentioned, back when my husband Carl was very sick. I didn't take care of myself, so I let a lot of things go that I should have been taking care of. Nothing major, but I did have to cancel some things so I could be closer to home, closer to Vanderbilt. There's just a lot of rumors flying around, but I figured if you heard it from me, you'd know that I was okay.
That's great.
Dolly's an American treasure.
She really is.
I mean.
Can we get a similar Greg update when he lands?
Didn't she just do the Thanksgiving halftime show like last year?
Two years ago. The Cowboys,
All right, well, let's pause on the news, Courtney, and go for some live on-the-scene news. And Pat Welter from WRAL. Did I get that right, Pat?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
From WRAL and from Londonderry, New Hampshire. So happy to be on with you guys in Boston.
Really appreciate you jumping on. I know it's a busy morning down there. What can you tell us about the latest here with North Carolina and Bill Belichick?
Yeah, I just woke up and I just can't escape the story, as you can imagine. We kind of tied a bow on everything last night. I was in Charlotte, ACC Media Days for basketball, where I only talked about Belichick the entire time, and basketball almost zero. And we had all our reports turned in for the night, and then a statement comes out around 10 o'clock that Bill Belichick is fully committed to the program that he's building at UNC, and Athletics Director Bubba Cunningham, representing the athletics department, says they are fully committed to him. So this is now their chance to respond, and I think it's clearly, going to be a choreographed response here to cool the waters. I've received next to no pushback since our story broke on Monday about the details in the story. We've seen national reporters dig in as well and essentially find similar or the same anecdotes and issues that I had found after my reporting, which dates back essentially to Belichick being hired. So it's a new chapter. This is new territory for me. I'm one guy here at a local TV station taking on arguably the greatest coach of all time. When I say take on, I don't have an agenda. My only thing was that people were telling me these things, and I got enough of it journalistically that I could report it. And that's what I did. And I'm going to continue to do that.
Pat, when it comes to the reports that he was going to be fired or let go, or they were going to part ways, a buyout, however you want to phrase it, before the game against Cal, obviously a bye week this week, then Cal. But after releasing that statement, in my mind, there's no way UNC can now release that and say, wait, no, we actually are going to part ways. Do you think that this is now going to move to maybe an end of the season thing, or do you think Bill doesn't survive the year?
Yeah, so I got to do a couple things, right? Like, there's what I think, and then hopefully there's later today what I know, because I want to reach out to the UNC side internally, because it's been a little bit dark there recently. I did have some extensive conversations right before we published to make clear what was coming out. And again, like, I wasn't receiving pushback, and I got a stance then from athletics that they looked at it like, okay, things are not going well. They understood kind of where I was coming from on reporting. But from their standpoint, it's like, well, we made this huge investment. Yes, things clearly are not going well on the field. You can't deny that. And they acknowledge, like, well, we hired this guy from the NFL, didn't have college experience. Let's try to support him. We're five games in. I think based on my reporting and others, it feels like it might be untenable when you're talking about not even being competitive. Not competitive. Like, they hired him to take the next step. You know, Mac Brown had this team bowl eligible every year, basically, competing near the top of the ACC at times, putting Drake May into the NFL, now with the New England Patriots. And now they are statistically one of the, like, 10 worst teams in FBS. Not just the ACC, all of college football. So, I mean, again, like, what is my reporting doing? It's shedding a light onto how it and why that's possible. So, you know, to wake up today and act like everything's okay, I mean, it's clearly not. But I understand the standpoint of, all right, let's take a breath here. Let's regather. We're not going to fire him five games in. Let's see if we can support this and fix this and kind of reset the track here.
Pat, there's a lot of stuff going on with violations. Do you know, like details to what and how serious those violations could be? Or is it just like, you know, the sideline passes type of situation? Has there been any talk about, like, the seriousness of some of the NCAA violations that they could be facing?
Yeah, I mean, we broke the one about the tickets, and players were selling their tickets, and then the Athletic connected that to an assistant coach that was improperly giving out tickets. And I have, like, the exact anecdote of what that coach did, but I didn't have it firmed up enough to report the specifics. But, you know, for another example, like, when I got a tip in the spring that things were not going well, I put in a lot of public records requests, and one of those was NCAA violations, and I got one back. And I never reported it because it was so minor that it seemed kind of silly. In hindsight, maybe it wasn't, right? Like, and clearly there's probably, well, I don't want to say clearly. I mean, there seems, like, reasonable to think that maybe there are more. And I think others have reported that effect. So how serious do they rise to? We're going to find out, right? Because you can get that information. It's a public record. You just have to get it. So they're going to have to reveal that. I've got a records request in my email. I haven't even opened yet. This has been such a whirlwind. So it's happening all in real time. So this is going to be a kind of a crucial pivot day as they push back and reporters continue to dig, myself included.
Hey, Pat, this is the Greg Hill Show. He's not in today, but he sent us a story that he had heard from someone that was an AD that there was a physical altercation in the football locker room this week. Can you shed any light on that? Have you heard that at all?
No, I mean, I would say I broke that, right? Like, I reported that yesterday from multiple sources in the locker room. So,
what was the physical altercation, and who was it with?
I can't say. That's one of those things, like, with naming names, and I hesitate to name players' names in this unless I've, like, directly talked to that player. I did reach out to a representative for one of the players that I was told was involved. They didn't comment. Because this isn't really – these are kids, right? Like, when you're covering college, it's a little bit different than the NFL as far as, like, the standards you hold them to. So unless there's a reason to release the name, then I'm not going to do that. But it's
– Well, was it with, like, players, exactly, or with coaches? So was it player on player or player on coach?
It was a player altercation.
Oh, okay.
Pat, when it comes to the report that there was a player that got hurt and then maybe got his keys taken away and they said, go rehab at home and we'll see you next year, can you confirm anything about that?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many anecdotes and details out there right now. Like, I have not heard that specific one, but it does align with kind of the way I've heard that Michael Lombardi treats people within the organization, and just kind of a really cutthroat approach to NIL evaluations, almost an avoidance from talking to people about it. You know, I had the report in there about the Purdue quarterback that came in and the conflict that arose there with him after the spring. I have multiple sources talking about, you know, Max Johnson's NIL situation, which was a little complicated given he was coming off a season-ending injury, and then he wasn't getting paid this season, and then now is playing. So that's probably an ongoing situation there. So there's a lot. It's, you know, what did I report? I reported it's a mess because that's what people are telling me. I think that they underestimated, you know, the undertaking that this was. There was a degree, I would say, of arrogance and hubris in the approach. And, I mean, how can you not be humbled by the results that they put on the field? Like, all of this is fine if you win, right? I mean, obviously, you got to treat people with human dignity. And to a certain extent, that appears to have not occurred. But, I mean, you know, winning cures a lot. And they have not won. They have not even been competitive. And that's where you have people being so upset. Like, if you're going to treat people like this, it can't be these kind of results. You know, like, in a way, that's like the thesis of it all.
Go ahead, Courtney.
I just think this story is so interesting because not only is it Bill Belichick, so all eyes are on him across the country because of he's the greatest coach of all time. But then you take into account that UNC and the ACC as a conference have such strong connections. I worked for the conference when John Swarford was the commissioner, and his UNC ties run pretty deep. I just think that if you are the ACC right now, you have to be really worried about all of the reports that are coming out when it comes to one of your biggest schools and their head football coach.
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective. We were just at ACC Media Days for basketball, right? You see how some of the conference, movers and shakers there, the commissioner among them, and my colleague Brian Murphy, who's helped with a lot of this reporting as well. He had a couple minutes to the side with Phillips, and you know, this. It wasn't entirely on – it hadn't really broken through to him at that time, and I'm sure probably has now. It's interesting. Like, it's like they won the offseason. Talking about UNC, they have lost the regular season. So mission accomplished as far as, like, getting the ACC and UNC, national exposure. But then with that exposure has come being completely exposed as – you know, they have not delivered on, you know, they wanted to be the 33rd NFL team. I mean, they have made themselves one of the worst teams in all of college football. And that's not just me saying that. That's a statistical fact.
If this ends, Pat, how does it end? Is it they mutually agree to, you know, separate and without buyouts, or does this get ugly between now and then?
Well, we have to rule the possibility that it's sports and we don't know what's going to happen next, and that they could turn things around, that they could rally around this, I have to acknowledge a world where, okay, then maybe he really just needs to have he got 70 new players. Maybe he needs 105 new players to get the culture right. You know what I mean? Anything is possible in the world of sports. I certainly would not bet on it. So I think right now when you have UNC coming out in support of him, what they're trying to do is likely pump the brakes a little bit. Let's pause. Let's take a deep breath. We've had a few days to kind of look into these reports, what we're hearing. We suspended a coach. We're trying to fix it. It's 5 games in. We made a massive investment. It's going to take it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Another $20 million to get out of it if that's what we want to do. So let's see if we can help support them. And that's what I heard from the beginning when I told members, you know, inside the athletic department that I was going to publish this, was that their standpoint was like, well, we want to try to help them. Like, we knew this was an undertaking, so let's try to fix it.
Well, Pat, continued good luck there with the reporting, and man, keep us posted if anything changes. We appreciate you carving out some time for us. I know you're busy down there.
No, thank you. Yeah, it's today's going to be a different tenor. So this is going to be interesting. So yeah, I got to start making some calls and see what we can find out.
All right, Pat Welter, Londonderry, New Hampshire native, down at WRAL in Chapel Hill with the latest on the Belichick and the North Carolina stuff. So, man, just a big takeaway for me was, feels like it might be untenable. Mm-hmm. He's not betting on them staying together. Mm-hmm. Looks like it's heading to a
divorce. But the other big thing was, it'll cost them $20 million to get out of it.
Yeah, if they can't find an exit ramp to that.
Yeah, and if I'm Bill, I want my money.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not getting out of it. I'm not buying out for $1 million.
Yeah, he and Lombardi are going to fight that one.
Yeah.
All right, more on this story as we continue here this morning on the Greg Hill Show. I'm Ken Laird, and for Greg, Greg is off today, and we hope he's on the plane.
He's on the plane.
Oh, good.
They're probably taking off as we speak. I just hope he has headphones.
Let's talk about a big Bruins win in the opener last night. Wiggs, you got to be impressed with night one. That was good.
I was.
Okay. Maybe they're going to overachieve based on the low Cam Neely expectations.
Right.
Judd Surratt, play-by-play voice of the Bruins on Nesson. He will have the call tonight in studio next, but first, Courtney with what's trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Bruins kick off the season with a win. They take down the Capitals in D.C. 3-1. David Pastrnak started the season with 3 points in the win, with the 3 goals coming from Pasta, Morgan Geeky, and Elias Lindholm. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 35 saves in the season opener. And we're starting our Bruins Thursdays today. We'll be joined by Judd this morning coming up next.
Bruins Thursday here.
Jaylen Brown led the Celtics in their first preseason win. He had 21 points, while Derek White had 16 and 10 assists in the 121-103 win over the Grizzlies.
Barnes was reportedly in Santa Barbara training with the Memphis Grizzlies.
The Yankees are out. They fall to the Blue Jays in 4 games, the final game ending 5-2 in the Bronx. Cam Schlittler went 6 1/3, giving up 2 runs on 8 hits while striking out 2. Thursday Night Football's Eagles at Giants. Kickoff is at 8:15. You can listen to that game right here on EEI. And in the spirit of Halloween, Awaken 180 is offering free consultations all month long. It's scary how easy losing weight can be. Find out if Awaken 180 is right for you. Call to book your free Awaken 180 consultation at 844-346-1800. That's what's trending. We'll be joined by Judd next for Bruins Thursday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.